Hartford.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two here on Thursday. And even though the song may tell you it's a beautiful day, it's not so beautiful out there today. About 40 degrees, windy, raining. The winds, the maximum gust recorded so far has been 44 miles an hour. But here in New Bedford anyway. But you could see gusts up to 60 miles an hour as this nor'easter continues to bear down on the region. But hey, at least we're not getting snow, right? Like, people not that far away are getting. 45 minutes away, they're getting snow. And of course, a little bit further up, they're getting significant snow. But here, we're lucky. We've just got rain, but it's going to rain all day. It's going to be cold and raw and wet and windy all day. But I'll take it. I'll take that over snow any day. So you heard Phil mention in the news that the Celtics now have 60 wins. They've secured home court advantage throughout the playoffs. And there's six games to go, which means that if the Celtics were to win out, and they probably won't because they're going to rest guys, but if the Celtics were to win out, they would tie the 2007-2008 Celtics, the Ubuntu Celtics, I can't pronounce it correctly, Ubuntu Celtics, the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, new big three. The first year they came together and they won the championship, they had 66 wins. And then the 85-86 of the Larry Bird big three era had 67 wins, and the 72-73 Celtics had 68 wins. So the Celtics won't get the single season record for the franchise. They're not going to get it for the NBA. That's 73. But they will have a chance of tying at least the KG, Truth, and Ray Allen Celtics. And if they get three more, they'll tie the 84-85 Celtics with 63 wins. So, you know, they've got a good shot at making a dent in that list. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. There's, as I mentioned earlier, there's a story at WBSM.com and on the app that I wrote for you to check out. The co-owner of New Bedford's Kojo's Toy World, Westport native, Teddy Goods, the man who has wrestled Gunther in WWE, the man who has wrestled, I forget who he wrestled in AEW, but you've seen him on national TV before, but he was part of a very interesting angle on WWE SmackDown last Friday. You can check out the clips from it in that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Let's go to the phones again, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM. I think that person's having a problem with their phone because they tried calling a few times and I put them on hold and then it dropped off. So it could very well be a weather thing. I know my phone gives me trouble when the weather's like this. So it could very well be that. There's a story that I wanted to share with you that I found interesting. This comes from, I think we might have talked about this yesterday. I don't remember if I brought it up, remember to bring it up or not. But there was an incident at Cambridge Ridge and Latin School where, and this happened on Tuesday, the school youth resource officer is the title they use. But no, this person is a member of the police department. And they, when this person, Frank Greenidge, went in to use the bathroom, a staff bathroom, he removed his department issued firearm from its holster and it unintentionally discharged. And so that story came out the other day that, you know, he was using the bathroom. He went to take off his gun and it went off in the staff bathroom. Now, today, WCVB has the story. There's actually a lawsuit that's been filed by another police officer for this same weapon, the same type of weapon. It's the fourth incident involving a P320, a Sig Sauer P320, in Cambridge since 2019. They went out and bought these Sig Sauer P320s for all of their officers. And they've had four incidents of the gun going off on its own, or, you know, being unintentionally discharged. And so there's a Cambridge Police Lieutenant, Thomas Ahern, who is actually, he filed a civil lawsuit in federal court against Sig Sauer and the city of Cambridge after his P320 fired on its own in May 2019 while he was in the department's SWAT team van with other officers. Thankfully, nobody was hit by the bullet. But the lawsuit accuses Sig Sauer of selling a dangerously defective product and the city of Cambridge retaliating against him for opposing the department's purchase of more than 300 P320s. So, is there something going on with this particular firearm? The question is, how many other law enforcement organizations use these firearms, and did they have similar problems? How about, you know, private citizens who have purchased Sig Sauer P320s? Have they had problems with this firearm? But still, they've had four incidents in Cambridge where these guns have gone off unintentionally. One in a van full of people. The other in the staff bathroom of a public school. So it's concerning. It's certainly concerning that they've had four incidents just in that one police department. Hopefully, this officer doesn't face any charges. The officer Greenidge, who had his gun go off in the bathroom, hopefully there's no problems with him if they've got a track record now of this weapon firing unintentionally. But if I was a school resource officer and my firearm went off unintentionally while in the school building, I think I would probably ask my supervisors if I could have a different sidearm. Say, please let me carry something else instead. But that means that they already had three incidents of it unintentionally firing, of a Sig Sauer P320 unintentionally firing before they placed it on the school resource officer. Or, you know, they knew of this, having the school resource officer carry it into the building. Is that concerning? I mean, from what they were telling us, he just removed the weapon so that he could use the bathroom. I don't know if that means he took it out of the holster, if he took his holster off. What happened in that van when another officer's gun went off in the van? Is there a specific type of situation that, you know, no pun intended, triggers it to go off? Or is it just it could happen at any time, and they're still putting this on a school resource officer and sending them into a school building. Certainly very concerning. And I don't know who else uses this Sig Sauer particular model. I don't know if there are other departments that have them. I don't know if any of our local departments have them. But it's a question, if your school has a school resource officer, it's a question you might want to ask. And according to the lawyer who is behind the lawsuit, he says other police departments have already moved away from the Sig Sauer P320. Sig Sauer released a statement saying, quote, claims that the P320 is capable of firing without a trigger pull are without merit, and that, quote, the P320 is trusted by the U.S. military, law enforcement professionals, and responsible citizens worldwide. So, I mean, I'm going to assume that they've got data on how many people have purchased this particular model firearm and how many are reporting that it went off on its own. But again, four instances in one department. Maybe it's an issue with the particular run of firearms that were, you know, I'm assuming, and again, this is just an assumption, that the weapons the Cambridge Police Department received were all manufactured at the same time. Maybe not. Maybe there were different batches. But maybe there was a flaw. Something happened during that manufacturing process. But this lawyer, Bagnell, says he's had other cases that he's brought against Sig Sauer. So is this other departments? Is this other individuals? Bottom line is, if I knew that my weapon had gone off without me doing anything to make it go off, I would be asking for a different one. Especially if I was a school resource officer. 508-996-0500 if you want to chime in on that. And then there was another story that caught my eye too, that Market Basket has been ordered to pay more than $134,000 in an age discrimination lawsuit. That there was a gentleman who worked for the Manchester, New Hampshire. I think it was in Manchester, New Hampshire. He lives in Manchester, New Hampshire, but he was working for Market Basket. And he was hired part-time in 2012, but was consistently working more than 36 hours a week. He was trying to get full-time employment, and he was denied a full-time role. But by that point, he was working more than 45 hours a week. He was looking for a full-time position so that he could get paid more per hour, get more work hours, become eligible for vacation and sick leave, receive bigger bonuses, and gain access to dental insurance. He asked his manager several times for a promotion, and he claimed that he kept getting passed over. He alleged that in May 2019, a 27-year-old coworker was promoted instead. And then when that employee was fired, Martinez again asked for a promotion. This comes from WCVB too, by the way. During a subsequent interview with an area supervisor, Martinez said the first question was about his age. Additionally, Martinez said he was asked if he would drop back to part-time hours, quote, when he gets too old. And a few months later, a younger and less experienced coworker was again promoted to full-time status. So Martinez did eventually get a full-time position, but he had to go to a different store to do that. His lawsuit claims the alleged 3-year delay in his promotion caused him to suffer lost wages and benefits, and a jury ruled in his favor last month, and a judgment filed this week detailed the order that he receive almost $55,000 in back pay, $20,000 in compensatory damages, almost $55,000 in liquidated damages, and $5,000 in enhanced compensatory damages. So it all adds up to about $134,000 that he just got from Market Basket. Market Basket is evaluating whether or not they want to appeal. They say they are surprised by this decision. They say throughout the trial, there were clear and compelling reasons provided regarding why Mr. Martinez was not promoted sooner. Market Basket is a company that prides itself on the longevity of our associates. It is part of our culture. Many people who join our team remain with us throughout their career, which is something we believe provides great value to our company and to our customers. Well, okay, but obviously Martinez's career was not going to be too long, but so he was 62 when this happened, when he originally filed the lawsuit. So when this was happening in 2019, he was 59. So you don't think a 59-year-old person is capable of being a manager for a significant amount of time? My parents are 66. They both work full-time doing physical labor. I mean, I'd prefer they didn't have to, but that's how things worked out. People can work for quite a while as long as they keep their health up. It's not for Market Basket to make that determination. I know when I go into the New Bedford Market Basket, I don't think anybody works here that's under 40. I'm being facetious. I know there are. But they have a lot of younger employees there. Is that just the nature of who applied for those jobs? Or is that, you know, a company preference? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Not too bad, but with this weather, I don't think I'm going to bother walking today. I'm going to take it easy.
Yeah, it's too wet and windy today.
Yeah, but believe me, one day won't hurt me. I could always go out later, or I do walking inside too, so I'm not going to hurt me any, put it that way. But I just heard you mention the Market Basket. So Now's a good time for me to call in and mention this. And I know it's been mentioned many times already, but now something really has to be done about it. And it's about, and believe me, I love my animals. I love them all. Okay. But the things with the dogs, it has to stop, because I'm witnessing it more and more now. And the very last time I went there the other day, I could see the dog peeing in the cart. It went through the little holes in the cart and down onto the floor. And people are walking around not knowing, not stepping in at all. And the workers won't mop it unless they see it happening, or I got to go tell somebody it's happening. And then somebody else comes in and takes the same cart and puts their food. So it's gotten to the point that now I go into the basket. I always have my reusable bags with me. They're made of cloth. They're sanitary. They're nice. I put my stuff in there. And then when I get to the counter, I empty my bag. The girl stuffs my bags. And when I get home, I get one of those handy wipes, and I wipe all the outside of my bag down, because my bag does go into the cot. I mean, I know they love their animals, but many times, and I take long walks in the summer around the parking lot right there. I'll go around the whole place 4 or 5 times, and I see dogs that are left in the trucks with the window open a little, and other little dogs too. It's wonderful that they, and it probably bothers the owners that they have to leave their dog in the car, and some don't. They bring them in. But if you're going to bring your animal with you and you don't feel right that you have to leave them in your car or in your truck, then leave them home. You don't have to bring them. If you're just grocery shopping, you're going right back home to your little baby. But really, I'm getting ready. I went to the service desk a couple of times already. And now one of the managers is already getting irritated with me. And I'm going to get more irritated with him. And he's a nice guy. I like him a lot. We've talked about all kinds of things in the store. He knows me very well. I had a lot of complaints about the store, especially about certain food. And you should know that already. But anyway, and he tried to make changes on some of the food. It was funny. If you want to hear it, it was about the seafood. When I go to look at the fresh salmon over there. Now, they used to have signs. Because I look for wild caught fish. I don't want anything that's farm raised. So every time I went over to the fish counter, I would see maybe one little sign, ocean fresh caught fish, a wild caught fish, that's what I wanted. But mostly all the signs are farm raised. And it pisses me off. So finally I talked to one of the guys. I said, listen, this over here, why you only have one little piece of salmon over here that says wild caught and everything is from farm raised? No, that farm raised is good. No, he doesn't understand that. That's not good. Because they're not feeding the right stuff to farm raised fish.
It all has to do with what you can buy from your suppliers, and I know that they try to keep the prices down, so that's probably cheaper to get the farm raised than the wild caught.
So when I complained to him more than two different visits to the store, one time I went up to the glass and they changed the sign to still try to make it sound okay. I'm forgetting now. I should have wrote it down, but it was something like fresh fed fish or fresh ocean fed fish. No, they tried to make it sound better. They changed the nothing, and I found him, and I was glad he was there because he's not there every day. And I went right up to his smart ass, and I said, listen, that's a joke what you did over there, and I know you did it because I kept complaining to you. I said, it's still wrong. I want to see more signs that say wild caught salmon, wild caught this, wild caught that. You need to make real changes over there. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing wrong with farm fresh, but there is. There's a lot wrong with farm-raised fish. They're getting junk.
I got to take a break here, Mary, but I'm going to say you and I are fundamentally on opposite point of views on a lot of things, but I 100% agree with you. Leave the dogs at home or leave them in the car.
Thank you so much, my darling. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. And that is something we can talk about more. I'm going to take a break, though, so that we don't get too late into the news, but we can certainly talk about that. But, yeah, leave the dogs at home. Your dog doesn't need to come into the store with you. We'll be right back. All right, we are a little bit late going into the news, but now I'm going to turn things over to Phil Devitt.
The White House not changing course on Israel. The search for earthquake survivors in Taiwan enters day two, and a $1 billion lottery prize keeps growing.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Biden administration has no plans to change its policy toward Israel after seven humanitarian aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters, however, the president expects a swift and thorough investigation into the incident. Biden, in a statement Tuesday, said he was, quote, outraged and heartbroken by the killing of the seven World Central Kitchen humanitarian workers, delivering some of his strongest criticism of Israel since the start of its war against Hamas. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money case is rejected his presidential immunity argument. Brian Shook reports.
Trump is being charged with falsifying business records and has repeatedly tried to get New York Judge Juan Merchan recused from the case. On Wednesday, Merchan shot down Trump's bid to use presidential immunity as part of his defense. The judge also denied Trump's motion to delay the trial's start date. I'm Brian Shook.
Severe turbulence on a Wednesday Southwest Airlines flight left two people injured. The flight was headed from New Orleans to Orlando when it was diverted to Tampa, with the captain requesting paramedics to be on standby for arrival. A passenger and a flight attendant were transported to an area medical facility after the plane landed. Emergency crews are still trying to reach hundreds of people in need of rescue after a major earthquake rocked eastern Taiwan. Taiwan's National Fire Agency says nearly 700 people are believed to be stranded in hard-hit areas. Wednesday's magnitude 7.4 quake was the worst in Taiwan in 25 years, killing at least 9 people and injuring over 1,000 more. The White House wants a unified standard time for the moon and other bodies in space. Tammy Trujillo explains.
NASA has been instructed to work with other government agencies to come up with a plan by the end of 2026 that it's calling coordinated lunar time. Because of the way time and gravity works, time can be different out in space from how it's perceived here on Earth. A standard time would help create a benchmark for synchronizing lunar spacecraft and satellites. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Senator Bernie Sanders advocating for a four-day work week. The independent lawmaker from Vermont wrote a CNN op-ed saying, quote, the wealthiest people in this country have never had it so good. Sanders said a 32-hour work week with no loss in pay is an important step in standing up for working families. The National Civil Rights Museum is set to host an annual remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. The event will be held at the Lorraine Motel site in Memphis, where he was assassinated in 1968. This year marks the 50th 36th anniversary of the death of the civil rights leader. And the Powerball jackpot keeps growing after there was no grand prize winner in Wednesday night's big drawing. That pushes the jackpot up to an estimated $1.23 billion ahead of the next drawing on Saturday. And that's around $595 million for the cash option.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics have clinched the best record in the NBA, blowing out the Oklahoma City Thunder 135-100 last night. That's now 60 wins for the season with six games left to play as they gear up to host the Sacramento Kings on Friday. The Red Sox beat the Oakland Athletics 1-0. They're off to Los Angeles to play the Angels on Friday night. And the playoff-bound Bruins are away to play the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at 7.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Quite gusty first thing this morning. Give yourselves extra time. Visibility is on the poor end. And as we head through the morning, those showers will be tapering off, but the wind will prevail. Cloudy skies for this afternoon. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight in the mid-30s with the wind out of the west. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers. Those temperatures will remain below average in the upper 40s. Breezy conditions as we head into the weekend with another round of showers. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And 508-996-0500. And listen, I know you're going to run out there and get your Powerball ticket. Come on now. We're going to be up over $1 billion. You got to get a ticket. I got to admit, I totally forgot to get one yesterday. Totally forgot. I went into Stop and Shop twice yesterday. Went over there. I use a particular low-carb coffee creamer in my coffee over here, and I was out. So I was like, all right, I'm going to walk across the street in the rain, get some coffee creamer. Got that and a couple apples, some other things. Came back here, said, oh, I forgot to get a ticket. Then when I was getting ready to go home, I said, well, what am I having for dinner? Oh, yeah, I get some shrimp in the fridge I'm going to cook up, but I don't have anything to cook it with. Like, what am I going to do? Like to, like, fry it up scampi style. Well, that's the case. Got to go in there and get some garlic. So, went back over to the store. Forgot a second time to get a ticket while I was in there. And to stop anywhere else and get one. So, that's why there was no winner last night, because I didn't buy one. They're waiting on me. So, hopefully, I'll remember to get one for Saturday. I mean, come on. If ever there was a time for me to win $1 billion, it would be during WrestleMania weekend, right? Tell you what, if I win Powerball, or is that the one? Powerball. Anyway, if I win $1 billion on WrestleMania weekend, it's the last WrestleMania I'm watching at home. 508-996-0500. So I do want to go back to something that Mary was talking about when she called in before. And that is the number of dogs in stores now. And I don't get it. They're not all support animals. usually to be an emotional support animal, it has to have that vest, right? It has to have, and I know that's a questionable thing anyway, because you can go online and buy them, and people buy them and put them on their pets so they can bring them into the store and pretend like they're an emotional support animal. But there's qualifications for those animals, and they are trained a certain way. Your regular yappy dog is not trained to be in a store. And I just don't understand why, because somebody saw someone else bring their dog in the store. So they said, well, if you can bring your dog in, I can bring my dog in. Your dog doesn't need to be in the store. Your dog doesn't care and is overstimulated when you bring your dog into the store. You can leave the dog in the car. Make sure you put the windows down and, you know, follow all the proper rules for that. You're only going to be in the store for a brief amount of time. You'll be okay. Again, if it's a legitimate emotional support animal, I will grant you that. But if it's just your dog, you can leave the and really, you can leave the dog home if you know you're going to the store. There is no reason to have to bring the dog into the store, especially a supermarket. If I walked into a supermarket without a shirt on, I'd be tossed out immediately. But that would be more sanitary than having a dog walking around the store or a dog sitting in the cart. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You know, I've seen, just like you have, people bringing their pets, generally dogs, into the, shopping. I've seen them bring dogs into restaurants. But I kind of drew the line. There's a lot of people that bring their animals onto planes, and I fly quite a bit. And this a couple of years ago, I was on a flight, and someone had a dog that would standing up was probably up to your hip, right? So medium-sized dog, but large, medium. And so I'm thinking, where is this person going to put the dog? And I'm behind him. So they get in their seats, and all the seats were taken, and he shoved the dog between his legs and the backrest of the seat in front of him. And I'm looking, and I'm going, you can't love your dog, you know, or an animal, if you're going to literally put them in this completely crushed position.
Yeah.
And I actually said something to him. I said, why are you putting your dog through this? And he's like, oh, it's my, you know, whatever, protection dog or whatever they call that. And if they say that, the people on the airplane can't say anything. The stewardesses, the people that check them in, if they say it's a you know, security dog or whatever they call that, they're not even allowed to question it. But then this person was like, yeah, you know, it's also a cheap way for me to get my animal to fly versus, you know, putting them, you know, in the proper place, which is in a cage in storage.
Right.
So I started to think, oh, so you guys are all doing this just to save some money. And the problem is, I don't really care if there's a dog in the cabin, but when they pushed this dog, which was way too big to fit between this person's legs and the backrest or of the next seat, I was like, that's too much. That's ridiculous.
Especially when I get told, hey, your backpack is too big to sit under the seat. You know, you got to check that bag because it's too big to go under there, but a dog is perfectly fine. My problem with it too is, listen, if you have an emotional support animal and you need that animal on the airplane, please take it. Cause I'd much rather you have that emotional support animal than had you freak out while we're up in the air. But like you said, I agree. Most of the time, it's just people that want to bring their pet with them and not have to pay for them to go into the cargo hold.
Exactly. Yeah. And for the most part, I love animals too. So I understand where people need their animal with them, or they've helped them through traumas or whatever. And I totally get that. But I've just seen stuff pushed to the limits. And unfortunately, because of the American Disabilities Act, they can't question it at all on coming on an airplane if they identify that way. So, and I think people are just some people are taking advantage of it. That's all.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, and thank you for sharing the experiences. You too.
You bet.
And, you know, I would be all for them having better certification for bringing these animals on. And I know, you know, with the ADA, you don't want to be asking people, well, what is your disability? Why do you need to have this dog? You know, because that's people's private information. but I don't think that that private information necessarily has to extend to the animal, that you should require some kind of certificate for that animal to be in the cabin of the plane. I don't see a problem with that. And people that have legitimate support animals wouldn't see a problem with that. Okay, so I've got to get a certificate from my doctor that says that this animal is, I need this animal to fly and they're okay to stay in the cabin. Also, I would be okay with having, say, a weight limit for that too. Okay, you've got a dog that's over 50 pounds, and I'm just picking that number. It doesn't have to be 50, but you've got a dog that's over 50 pounds. You can bring the dog on the plane, but you have to have a seat for that dog. Now, then it can get into a whole different issue where if you remember that story that came out, the airlines, United, I believe is one of them. That might have been who I read about, or it might have been a different airline. Oh, Southwest, I think. Where if you are an overweight passenger and you need more room, you can request to have the seat next to you and they don't charge you extra for it. Now, are they going to do the same thing with larger support animals that keep people off the plane, that make it so somebody can't get that flight because that seat went to a dog? I don't know. But at least having some sort of regulations around it would... because you're losing money. The airlines are losing money by people bringing their animals into the cabin. Caller, hang on. I got to take a quick break. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
So what the hell did humans do for hundreds of years without support animals?
Well, they probably had, you know, issues where, you know, they couldn't control their emotions. So I do understand the need for it, but using it for an excuse, though.
It's crazy. So I'm at Home Depot with about 400 pounds of lumber on a cart. I'm pushing the cart and a dog pops up out of nowhere and I pull my shoulder trying to stop the cart so it doesn't run the dog over. That's on like a 30-foot leash. And then 2 minutes later, the people show up. I'm like, unbelievable.
Yeah, there's no, you've got to have better, if you're going to bring an animal into a store, they should be right by your side or in a cart.
Home Depot is no place for pets.
No.
So what's to stop me from taking my 100-pound girlfriend who claims she's a furry and throwing a leash on her and saying she's a personal support animal and taking her on a plane?
Well, I guess that would get you out of having to pay for the ticket.
It's crazy. This is nuts. I don't know.
Now,
all right. Yeah. I don't know. Have a good day.
You as well. I just I hope he was being facetious and he didn't just out his girlfriend's, you know, private hobbies here on the radio, because then she's going to get mad. Don't use me as an example. No, I get it. I totally get what he's saying. So, but that is the real crux of this. And you know, I'm getting messages from a friend who is listening, who is a huge animal lover, and is saying this is something that's being abused, that people are taking advantage of these kind of loopholes and being able to get animals onto airplanes and bring them into stores. And, you know, I think it started with the pet stores, you know, the Petcos and the, what's the other one? Petco. And then there's another one that's a pet store. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, but they let you bring the animals in. And so people are like, well, if I want to bring my dog into Petco, then I should obviously be able to bring my dog into TJ Maxx too. And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. I don't want to go and buy a brand new shirt that has dog hair on it because your dog was on a leash running around and, you know, rubbing up against the clothes. And I love dogs, but I'm just saying. I'd rather wait till I got it home to get my own dog's hair all over it. Although my dog's no longer with us. But anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take one final break here for this hour. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, we only have about 30 seconds here before we're going to have to go into the news. So, caller, hang on. If you want to hang on, I will take you as soon as we come back from the news. If you can't hang on, I understand. There's still room for you as well at 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And the next hour, we'll take more of your phone calls, and we can continue on with this discussion of people taking advantage of the emotional support animal program. Of the fact that they do have
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.